And welcome back to our show. It's the Sheldon McLeod Show on News 95.7. The story yesterday, well, it happened the day previous, but there's an event happening this evening, later this afternoon. It's entitled Justice for Santina Rao. Enough is enough, and the rally is happening between 5 and 6. It's a chilly afternoon for a rally, but this is an issue that has people riled up and heated up. On the line with us to talk more about this is Martha Painter. She's the chair of Women's Wellness Within, serving criminalized women. Martha Painter, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Sheldon.
When we first heard about this story that police were called to investigate after a reported or an alleged or a shoplifting in progress, I'm just curious as to where your head went with this whole story.
Well, not starting with I guess, yes. Okay, so let's start with why were they called? Right? Why would you call someone for a shoplifting allegation when you're still in the shop and it's visible in your stroller? Every mother, every parent who's strollered around a kid in a grocery store has done this. This is not grounds for calling the cops unless we recognize the racism at play here.
Is there more to the story that needs to be known before we can make an assumption?
Absolutely not. This woman was punched in the face. She was pushed to the ground. She has a concussion. There's nothing, no possible thing could justify this use of force against a mother in front of her children by the police.
Again, our guest is Martha Painter. Martha, I'm inviting you into the circle so we can clear up some of what the perhaps objection to this protest. And people are saying, had you not defied or been obstinate, we know that there has been a history in this city of behavior when it comes to interacting with people of color. So why is this important to stand up and protest and go to a rally this afternoon about this?
I think it's incredibly important that we protest violence against women committed by cops. This is truly dystopian to get to a point where this type of violence can be perpetrated against a woman on the suspicion of stealing a grapefruit. It's beyond what we can comprehend.
I had gone to her Facebook page, and she said, yes, I did react, and I did react with some violence towards police. And again, I'm suggesting to you that the full accounting of what happened, you know, even the video that's been released is only a slim piece of that interaction. It's not all known to the public yet. Does it help, in your opinion, that the serious incident response team has been called in to investigate?
Oh, I think it's absolutely necessary that the police actions be investigated. I think it's very curious when we consider the mother bear response in defense of one's children, in defense of being mistreated in front of one's children, in fear of harm coming to one's children, when that is heralded and when that is met with force.
You've asked for an immediate meeting with the Halifax Police Chief, Dan Kinsella. What is your message to him?
And I've been told I will have that meeting very soon. I've been working with the police for several years on a breastfeeding policy to try to have a sensible response when the police want to arrest a breastfeeding person. And that policy is taking years to come to fruition, which is frustrating enough. But I never expected to have to be consulting about the need for a policy not to punch mothers in the face in front of their children. And that's where we've come to, so that's what I will speak to him about.
Again, Martha Painter is here with us, Women's Wellness Within, serving criminalized women. You work with women in incarceration. This is a story in the media today, and it was shocking to hear, and it certainly did seem to many to be an overreaction and overstepping of boundaries by police, and in fact, questioning why they were called in the first place. And those are questions I don't know if we'll have quick and easy access to, the answers to those questions. You felt it was you reacted almost immediately with Women's Wellness Within. Does this fit within the mandate of what it is you do?
Yes. Our work is very much to advocate for reproductive justice. And when you are interfering in a parent's safety to parent their child in a public space like a grocery store, when you're subjecting a woman to violence by forces that are supposed to serve and protect, that's absolutely something that we will react very quickly to. That's our mama bear reaction, if you will.
And what do you hope comes of this afternoon's protest?
I hope that we recognize that investing in policing is not the solution. We need to be investing in social services and being very critical of the violence that police perpetrate on our communities.
I've heard some suggestion that, well, body cameras worn by police officers might help to answer questions that remain for an incident like this. What's your thought?
I would never suggest more surveillance tools. I will never believe anything other than that they will be used to harm the most marginalized in our society.
How so?
That's how surveillance works.
Martha Pater is here with us. Thank you for doing this this afternoon. I know you had a meeting this afternoon. It's going to be cold this afternoon. I know the Facebook page is receiving quite a bit of activity this afternoon. So again, for the benefit of our listeners, what's happening later today? Where is it happening?
5 p.m. at the Mumford Street Walmart to support Santina and call for justice.
All right. Martha, thanks for doing this.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me, Sheldon.
Take care. That's Martha Painter with Women's Wellness Within, serving criminalized women. And clearly, you know, a few of you have been sending us emails and your thoughts about this. And yesterday's open hour, we spent a lot of time talking about this. And I'll go back to my little story about being pulled over by police yesterday. And, you know, I was let go after breaking the law and was told, it's your lucky day. Thank you. Not so lucky for this woman. Will we have the full accounting of what's happened? Again, I reached out to the Serious Incident Response Team's interim director, Pat Curran, earlier today, and they've only just had this information referred to them by Halifax Police. Yesterday, our newsroom had reached out to HRP, and at that time, they said, no, this doesn't qualify under the rules or the conditions or the parameters set forth by the legislation that governs Serious Incident Response Team. That changed with word that this young woman reported that she did receive injuries. She went to hospital and was treated for those concussion, among other things, a sprained wrist, if not a broken wrist. We're going to step away for a few moments and leave that topic to take on another one, something that we've discussed on the program. I posted on the, again, Facebook is not one of those social media platforms I use a whole lot, but we did post a story someone had shared that Canadian Tire is offering a series of fast charging stations right across Canada. Well, almost. It stops at New Brunswick and Nova Scotia. And a few folks had reacted saying, well, but there are, I think it's Petro-Canada has a cross Canada series of charging stations, but that's a different company. I wonder why they've stopped at the border, so to speak, of New Brunswick. But anyways, we're going to talk about electric motorcycles with our guest. He's a designer, a founder, director of Untitled Motorcycles. We'll be back right after this.